You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
You are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Good morning, Christine Humphrey. Should we call you a food detective?
You could call me a former investigator, now food and drug attorney.
Former FDA investigator, and right now some of your former colleagues are on the hunt. They're looking for a rare form of salmonella in tomatoes. So far, it's made more than 500 people sick in more than three dozen states. Christine, why is it so difficult for them to find the source of this contamination?
Well, you know, it's a coordinated effort with CDC, other federal agencies, state and local governments, and it takes quite a bit of time to coordinate those efforts. Many of the distributors and packing houses have different types of records that they keep. Sometimes they're incomplete. So by the time you start to narrow things down and coordinate efforts, several weeks, if not months, can pass.
And tell us, how do you do it? Where do you start?
Well, generally, the Emergency Operations Center and FDA's headquarters will begin coordinating efforts, sending out individual directed inspections to various districts, and you start from there.
Is it all paperwork?
Most of it is in the beginning, until you get to the point of starting to target out certain farms.
And then what happens? And then what happens?
At that point in time, you start looking at field management practices, what occurs in the packing houses, water systems, things like that. It's more of a hands-on approach once you get to the farm level.
Oh, I really want a bubble suit. I want a whole CSI set of tools. Come on.
Well, it actually doesn't happen that way. I mean, it's difficult. Each farm, the practices that occur there are different. It's a difficult effort once you get to the farm level.
But don't you go there with your vial and your cotton swab? I mean, isn't that how you test whether or not there are tomatoes that have been infected by the salmonella that you're looking for if you were working on this case?
Yeah, I mean, I've done tracebacks before, specifically for tomatoes in Florida. And yes, there's environmental testing that's conducted. Yes, there's swabbing that occurs in the packing plant as well. But, you know, it's difficult. It's not really an exact science.
Let's talk very quickly about produce not having the same safety protocols as meat and poultry. Does that make it more difficult to trace down the source where exactly produce has come from?
Absolutely, it does. There's no lot number or coding requirement that's uniform across the states or for imported products as well. And so you get a lot of commingling once these products are either imported or distributed from the producer to a packing house. It's very easy for the product to be commingled.
And that's why you need food detectives like yourself, Christine, right, to track it down.
Correct.
Christine Humphrey, former FDA investigator, current lawyer, and also someone who does advise the FDA on policy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And star of the new movie, Traceback.
Traceback,
yes. Actually, this is an actual movie. Did you ever see this?
No, actually, I didn't.
This was a classic.
Okay.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. We should remind people no one has actually died from the salmonella.
No, it just caused people to be ill, yes.
Sick, or maybe wish that their lives would...
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.